All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Abraham Dross, the CEO of Clean Air Metals. And Abraham, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to be here.
So it's been a long time coming, but you're finally able to put out a news release today talking about your preliminary economic assessment. I know it's taken a lot of work to get to this point. So just some overall thoughts on getting the PEA out and specifically the area for which it's being calculated on in the project.
Sure. Yeah, it's quite a history to it. Of course, we had our predecessors, Rio Tinto and Panoramic, who between them spent about $85 million on the property, developing a drill hole database of close to 200,000 meters. We've drilled 50,000 meters since coming onto the project in May of 2020, and we put out the resource, the mineral resource statement in January of this year. And it was on the basis of that resource that we built out the mine plan that's represented in this PEA. And for the first time, not only do we have the current deposit represented, which was the former Panoramic asset, but we also now have high-grade feed from the base of the Escape deposit, which was purchased from Rio Tinto.
Let's have a look at some of the numbers here, Abraham. Very, very robust numbers and very doable.
Yes, exactly, Steve. In fact, it's a 10-year mine plan, 1.3 million tons per year through the mill, and that's a 3,600-ton-a-day mill mining the top half initially of the current deposit, which is the highest grade material in the entire project, and as one is developing the ramp down to the high-grade portion of the Escape intrusion. And so we have ultimately a total 10-year mine life with a pre-tax NPV in the $425 million range, post-tax about $378 million. And that's on an initial CapEx of about $365 million. So we've got pre- and post-tax NPVs which exceed our initial capital, which is a benchmark for any viable mining project, I would say. And so we're feeling very good about, the investment thesis here, which is pre and post tax IRRs in around the 30% range.
Yeah. Abraham, now that this is out, some would say the real work begins because you've got a lot ahead of you that you have to get done to potentially get to obviously next stages as this goes on. So just give investors a sort of a look at what the next stages are going to look like.
Well, that's right. I mean, so we've set the benchmark and we've created some work for ourselves in terms of optimization and trade-off studies. And that's what pre-feasibility is all about. Fortunately, we're led by our executive chairman, Jim Gallagher, who is a mining engineer of some 35 plus years experience. He's built hundreds of deposits through his association with Hatch as global director of mining. And quite frankly, Jim sees no red flags here. He says sees a fairly straightforward mining proposition and a straightforward crush, float, grind, and tailings, filtered tailings processing plant. I want to add here that filtered tails is the way to go because these are dry stack tails, and that's what's envisioned here. And it's the most environmentally sensitive way to go about tailings as opposed to wet tails behind big dams.
And there'll be a lot of consultation with a number of different groups over the next while as well.
Most definitely. We have a good relationship with our three proximate First Nation communities. Mm-hmm. And through a memorandum of agreement, we're having active discussions with our Métis nations. And but we do sense that there is support here because ultimately it's supply and service contracts, it's jobs, it's training, it's economic development. And with a relatively low environmental impact in an area that is being actively harvested for forestry as well. So it is kind of a brownfields area, and we like our location because it's already all been approved by the First Nations.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Abraham, congratulations on all this. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Abraham Dross, the CEO of Clean Air Metals.